Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Asha Carradine is one of Canada's best-known political analysts. She's an op-ed writer for The National Post and author of The Right Path, How Conservatives Can Unite, Inspire, and Take Canada Forward. Asha, thanks for joining us. And you describe Brian Mulroney as Canada's most important prime minister.
I do. And he will be missed for his legacy, both of accomplishments as prime minister, obviously free trade, the big one, the GST, which people love to hate, but changed our economy for the better, replaced a tax that was hurting our exporters. He'll also be remembered for his accomplishments in the environmental area in terms of acid rain, the treaty he signed there, and also putting the environment on the radar internationally. He was one of the first leaders, together with Margaret Thatcher as well, to talk about issues of global warming and others that have become obviously very important today. And he was someone who on the world stage, I think, represented Canada so well. His era was an era where Canada stood tall, and especially with our allies south of the border, his personal relationships were key to that. He was a man of great warmth and energy, and he really, people loved to be in his company. He was also genuinely interested in them, and they understood that, and he genuinely cared. He was not, it wasn't an act. And that helped Canada go further, because those relationships with Margaret Thatcher, Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, these kinds of relationships were key to, you know, achieving our position globally. So those things. And then if you add to that, of course, also he has a great family that he, leaves behind, but will also change Canada forever. His children have achieved prominence in a number of fields, made their impact. So, you know, his legacy will go on, but sadly he's no longer with us.
Yeah. Jean Chrétien traveled to Ottawa to deliver his tribute to Brian Mulroney. That spoke to me of the level of respect, even though they were antagonists politically, the level of personal respect that existed. And it speaks, really, to the personal charisma and the character of Brian Mulroney.
It does. It speaks to, as I say, he was the last gentleman prime minister, or a gentleman, I guess, politician, because it was a different era. It was not the era of clickbait, social media, aggressive call-outs, the kind of nastiness we see. It was nastiness, of course, but it was mostly behind closed doors. You know, he wasn't very nice to Joe Clark a lot of the time when he was fighting him within the party. But the difference was when he talked about his opponents, he didn't stoop to that level of nastiness. I think it helped that they were smart people as well and very accomplished in their own right, like Ed Broadbent and John Turner. And the people took politics seriously. It was an infotainment, which it frankly has become. And I think because of that, I think a lot of people right now are nostalgic for that era as well. And he reminds us of that era.
We've all been talking about Mr. Mulroney over the last 2 days within our journalistic circles and outside. And one story that I just remembered yesterday, and I should have remembered it much sooner, was his ability to listen. And when Joyce Milgaard cornered Mr. Mulroney near a media crowd many years ago and reminded him of the imprisonment of her son, David, and said, "My son is innocent of murder," Mr. Mulroney looked into it. He could have let it go, and he did not. Mm. He took that case, and a few years later, David Milgaard was found not guilty of murder, and he'd served 23 years in prison. To me, that also spoke about Brian Mulroney's interest in his constituents.
Yeah, it was a human interest, and he was also, you know, very passionate about human rights and justice. So it doesn't surprise me. I didn't know that story, but it doesn't surprise me that he would have acted that way. You know, his fight to end apartheid in South Africa, mm-hmm. which I should have mentioned as well off the top. There's so many things he did achieve, but that was a big one, and that again speaks to this. The sense of injustice, fighting injustice, that was something that was a hallmark also of his career. And I think that came also from a place of humanity. He was a person who cared very much about the future of his country, the well-being of Quebec, his province. It came, you know, community. Like, he came from Baie-Comeau, which isn't a big community, right? It's the kind of place where, you know, community service and doing good for your neighbor and that kind of thing, it's just sort of ingrained. That's what you do. It's not a small town, probably not anymore, but it was smaller then. And I think that those values stayed with him. He never forgot that. He was, you know, he liked his Gucci shoes, no question. But at the end of the day, he was a humble guy. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't, there was no the braggadocio or what, you know, that you see from some politicians today. He wasn't like that at all.
You and I had intended to speak about the PharmaCare agreement between the Liberals and the NDP. We still have 45 seconds. I've described it as a political document. Let's use those 45 seconds to hear what you have to say.
100%. And I think the big winners here are actually not going to be the NDP. It's going to be the Liberals, because people who do support PharmaCare, which I don't think this is the right policy for the country, but we need a longer time to talk about that. But politically, those who do care about it, Justin Trudeau will say, hey, I brought it in and look, here we are. And Jagmeet Singh can jump up and down and say it was my idea. But at the end of the day, it was a Liberal government that will be on the record for bringing it in.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.